Hello there, everyone. Hello there, everybody. Can you see me? Can you hear me? I just need some confirmation. Hello? Okay. All right. Loud and clear. Thank you so much. Awesome. Okay, how are you all doing? This is going to be short and brief, to the point and precise. Hello, Bent. Bent is in the room. He's the one who has been providing the voice for Kalel. So, hello, nice to see you here. Hello, Lula Star, also. And it's interesting to see a lot of people from the Spanish channel as well. So thanks for watching. Thanks for watching so much. I will go to the point. I'm not gonna wait for, the whole room to fill up because who is not here, they can watch this later. I need to do this update in Spanish as well, even though Robert kind of already did it, but I wanna do it anyway again. So let me just read to you parts of our conversation that we today had with Aneka of Temer. Okay, as you know, Aneka, her job is a bit different from that of Zvaru, for example. Aneka is a head of Tibetan intelligence, and her position is to collect all kinds of data and intelligence on all sorts of situations. And right now, she's working day and night. Hello, Aneka, if you are watching. I am not sure. They are very, very, very busy right now. She's working day and night in order to get the information. Now, you have to understand something before I begin. The extraterrestrials here, and I'm talking about the positive factions of the extraterrestrials, are not involved in what's happening on Earth. As you'll understand, these are two factions of the cabal fighting, and maybe even more factions. So the extraterrestrials being people, yes, they are in 5D and they have all those different types of technologies, but they are people, and sometimes they themselves don't have the full picture of what's happening. They are collecting data every day. Aneka is very hard at it, as well as her colleagues from the ship. But sometimes, they are also trying to analyze this, examine this. They don't have the full picture. So we need to be understanding and accept the fact that, like I've been telling you, they are not gods. They are not, future tellers. It doesn't work like that. They are people. And yes, they have sources and they have offered their insights and their information. But sometimes that information will be limited to what their sources have been telling them. Okay, so this is very important to understand. Their information also can change. Okay, they are a very dynamic race that has all they have always look at new information and new conclusions and new data and new research. So even their conclusions might change. The same with this situation. Aneka was telling me she was actually even worried about us publishing this information as well as the previous report, because she was saying, okay, but it might be that as soon as you publish it, it might become obsolete in some sense because new data has emerged and I haven't been able to update you on what's new. So that's why, actually, that's exactly why I decided to do this video in the form of a live update, because to make a video, to actually record it and then edit it, it takes time, takes 2 days. In that time, new information might appear. So I think it's much better if I just do it in this way. If I have some precise, brief information to transmit, I will do it in a live session. So without further ado, I'm going to read you basically parts of the conversations that we had about the situation. Now, as we have been telling you in the last video, the biological weapon with viruses cannot be really produced because the virus returns to its original pattern. By the way, before I continue, But I'm not looking at the chat right now, okay? So I don't know what's happening in the chat. I'm not looking at your questions. I'm going to be just focused on presenting you this, these facts. So on I go. Where was I? So it was said that the biological weapon with viruses cannot be really produced because it returns in days to its original pattern. So yes, it is still true. That's how the viruses operate. But now, as Aneka told us today, what actually they know as of today, that yes, the biological weapons can be produced with viruses, but in a sense that different portions of that virus can be continuously delivered to the population or to the zone that they want to infect. So as she's saying, today we know that it can be produced, can be a great danger, but it's not that the virus can be mutated with a definite change. It cannot, but it's just that they are or maybe spraying the population with highly dangerous strains continuously with the chemtrails. So, for example, if they are continuously delivering the virus to a specific zone, that might have a dangerous effect. And now they have actually been quite busy these days. Also, Federation was quite busy. I'm going to get to that a bit later in this report. Tageten ship has actually sent out drones to investigate, to examine the content of different chemtrails that have been spotted around the Earth. So they were there to try to determine what's the content of those chemtrails. And now, so far, okay, the data might be new tomorrow. So far, they haven't found anything, but as she says here, we were not everywhere. And to be able to detect that, we would need to be there also for at least minutes later, because viruses are mixed with heavy metals to help them fall to the place where the chemtrail was produced and not to be carried away by the winds. So right now we have drones flying over many, many areas. So many of the Tageten drones and the Federation drones, I assume, are all over the place inspecting what's in the chemtrails. Because it is quite logical to assume that if it was a bioweapon attack, they wouldn't probably limit themselves to just one type of virus. So all the precautions must be respected in that regard. Let's continue. Now, these are speculations that I am just now talking to you about, the possible viruses being sprayed and continuous viruses and all that. It would be just logical, looking at all the data, but speculations they are, okay? Now, what is certain, and I'll keep reading, is that the Earth is at war. Okay, the Earth is at war, two ultra powerful sides fighting. Some of this information you will know already because you are doing enough your own investigation. So I'll be glad just to confirm your own conclusions. Two ultra powerful sides fighting. One of them, Satanist genocidal side, and another, planetary proliferation. Planetary pro-liberation called the Alliance or the Coalition. However, as they explain to us, they are basically two different types of the cabal. It's not that they are totally good. One of them is good and the other one is evil. Doesn't work like that. They are just two different bands of the cabal. One is less evil than the other. And yes, there have been some arrests, but also counter arrests. So they are hard at war with each other. Assassinations from both sides as well, and armed confrontations between NATO members as well. Two factions of the cabal fighting for power. One genocidal, as I said, the other not so much. So what happened? Let me just check, make sure I'm still online. It seems so. Okay. So let's continue. Okay, So the genocidal side released the virus that was made in American laboratories and was transported to Wuhan with a goal to eradicate most of humanity. It did not work as expected, or at least it seems so for now. Then the other side, the not-so-genocidal side, took the opportunity to counter-attack with their plans that they had already in mind for decades to stop the genocidal satanist side, the quarantines being the protection of the people, and also the quarantines being convenient to take them off the streets, to take the people off the streets for military maneuvers, since it is a war with bioagent chemicals. So the quarantines, apparently heavily exaggerated, could be what could happen, not for what has already happened. That's right. So the genocidal side has dropped the bioweapon. It didn't, in China, didn't work as planned. And then the not-so-genocidal side took advantage of the situation and imposed quarantines to protect the population from what they know could be even more powerful biochemical attacks against the population. So in that sense, you know, we don't know still what's happening. It is wise to avoid going out if you don't have to, especially in the United States and the biggest conglomerations in Europe. Right here, I'm in part of Finland where everything seems to be normal so far. The stores are full. Yes, there is toilet paper. There's all kinds of products at stores. People are walking calmly without any masks. So here, everything is fine so far. Well, not everything. The public gatherings are canceled, etc. Okay, let's continue. So the quarantines that are apparently exaggerated are for what could happen, not for what has already happened. Okay, now let's make sure. Okay. I'm still online. Let's continue. Trump seems to be on the non-genocidal, non-satanist side. And he's an important piece, still though, being a puppet. Okay, still being a puppet for that less genocidal faction of the cabal. Now this is going to be a very interesting information now. As I told you before, the Federation has been mostly observing what's happening, okay? They were confused also as to what's going on and what's really the agenda on Earth. So they were staying away. However, recently the situation has changed and now they have actually stopped being so observant and they have taken military strategic points in different parts around the Earth, just in case. And more about this will be explained in the next video, where Zvaru will present to you four different scenarios and the variance between these four of the possible outcome of this situation. Okay. So the Federation has been more active. Now the Federation has reacted to this situation, to this fight between these two factions of the cabal, by putting its forces on combat alert. And now listen to this. And the use of force has been authorized for surgical purposes involving regressive reptiles in contact or coordinating or controlling the satanic genocidal camps. The armed forces of the Federation of United Planets will go down, and from what I understand, is already there, to hit reptile targets, underground bases, and others, using special forces and attack ships on a small scale, removing non-human opposition for it to be only a conflict between human camps, since the genocidal satanist side has regressive extraterrestrial help. So it is not a fair fight. This levels the battlefield. The most of them, the Federation members, are Antarians and Alphratians, who are the Centauri, also Engan, Pleiadians, and others, and others. Let me make sure I'm still here. I'm still with you. I see my head talking, so it seems like I am on Earth. All right, so this is very interesting. Let me just recap what was said. Basically, the Federation has approved and authorized, from what Aneka is telling us, to actually attack the non-human reptile factions cooperating with the genocidal cabal, who are actually right now in the dumps. And they are doing that. They are only removing the non-human regressive forces in order to even the battlefield. Because according to them, and thank you very much, Federation, for that conclusion, the battle is not even, is not equal if the regressive side, if the genocidal satanic side has the reptilian forces helping them. So I think this is exciting news. I think this is great that this is being done. And then let's see what else unfolds, because apart from that, everything is pretty much in the air still. As Aneka said here as a conclusion, at this time, I dare say that the Satanists are losing, however, still fighting and fighting hard. So this may be just the beginning or something, might be the end. I don't know. We will see. This is all very interesting to see how it will unfold. However, she did say it is one of the most dangerous times for humanity. And you will see in the next video how it is, how important it is now, as I said in my previous video, to have your focus on the possible, on the positive timeline and stay positive no matter what, because this is a nucleus point. This is a node. We are actually with multiple broken timelines crossing over. Okay. And anything might happen. Anything can happen. This is a war over our minds, our consciousness, our perceptions, our creative power. Remember who you are. This is the moment to regain that, to reclaim that power. You know who you are. If you are here, you know who you are. So believe in yourself. Don't get discouraged by what's happening on the outside. Okay. Align yourself with what this means to you in a positive way, in a positive way. This is matrix breaking down in one of the possible outcomes. So this is where at least I am envisioning, and this is where I'm going. And I want to take you with me. So thank you very much, all of you who are watching. Thank you so much. I'm very sorry this is not very long, but it had to be short and sweet. And I'll see you in the next video, okay? If you have started watching this somewhere in the middle, go back to the beginning. And then I'll see you in the next video that will be very, 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 very important, okay? So thank you very much. I wish I could stay longer. I see the chat going. So that's it. I have to now do the same in Spanish. So that's why I need to get out of here. And now, how do I get out of here? That's the question. Where am I? Okay, I'm here. Thank you very much. Signing off. Bye-bye.